talk about these photographs, and you can just confirm what I'm talking about. Just say yes, I see that. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Here we go. Good afternoon, friend Stephen Bernoulli with Israeli News Live. We have Deborah Tavares, and she has a very, very serious news that she wanted to get out. And so we are trying to do this with some obstacles already interference, trying to talk to her on a landline. Her line went completely chaotic. So, Deborah, thank you. Welcome to the show here. What is going on?
Well, absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much. I know that we need to get this far and wide. And today is Sunday. It is March the 23rd of 2025. So I sent you some pictures, and I'd like you to pull up the one where you see the white and blue roofs.
Got it up on the screen as we speak.
Okay, we're going to talk about this because I'm going to remind everybody that the patents and the lasers that I have discussed that are on stopthecrime.net on our resource document tab talk about the use of high frequency beams and also micro dust to start fires and be involved in fires. And again, I will remind you that the microburst winds are all part of an artificially spawned precision targeted microburst vortex created by a scalar electromagnetic weapon system mounted on cell towers everywhere. Now, we talked about the winds. I'm thinking right now many people are experiencing winds right now all across the country. That was certainly prevalent when they targeted and used the lasers or the beams in the Los Angeles County fires. We talked about that. But just to remind you that the beam weapons are the use of directed energy weapons, and they direct a beam of high energy towards a target for incapacitating or destroying. Now, I've gone over these patents, and I won't go into them right now, but to just give you some reminders. Now, what we also know is that the blue lasers reflect off of objects that are blue and objects that are white. We saw that happen in Lahaina, where a number of homes that had blue roofs or were blue, and even umbrellas that you would imagine would burn easily, or vehicles. Now, we saw this happening in the January fires of the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles County, as well as the other fires that were raging because they were targeted and they were hit. And again, we know those that know in advance of attacks and have blue roofs that they're not going to get hit by the blue lasers. So, Steve, you're looking at a photograph I sent you.
Yes.
There's a blue roof, and there's also a white roof.
That's correct.
Okay. The blue roof belongs to California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Figure, right?
Well, everyone needs to know, because his behavior and his body language was so out of character to what had happened when he set himself upon a walkabout at the Palisades and the fire areas. Now, whether or not, in all fairness, he had recently moved into that home, and it was before the fires, and we can't know whether he really realized it was blue, but it's suspicious, and it should cause everyone to question. His neighbor's home next door, you see, is a white roof, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so both of those colors reflect the blue laser beams. And I find it to be shocking that this could be the case, and important for everyone to understand who knows and who doesn't know when there's going to be a directed energy weapon attack on anywhere, not only in the United States, but worldwide as well. And we know that just typing in China and blue roofs, we will see many, many blue roofs because we are in a fifth generation warfare. And those that understand that the warfare now is conducted by the use of high frequency beam weapon systems and drones will understand why we're going to be seeing more blue than white roofs. Now, I sent another photograph to you, Steve.
Okay.
And it is a photograph where you see a photo of a grid. There's a line going through this photograph I sent you on a diagonal.
Okay.
And you see a dark area on the left.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. You see a dark area on the left and you see a lighter area on the right. Now, I want to say this because this is horrific. And I'm going to do the best I can in explaining this photograph. Because what ended up happening while we were looking at the white and blue roof, we were doing that from Google Earth. And we were trying to go as close to these properties as we could with zooming in. And we found that on Google Earth, when we hit the trees weren't real. They were almost like a, it was just the strangest looking thing. I can say that it looked like a game, a computer game. And what we also noticed and observed when we were on Google and we were trying to drill down closer to the roofs of the properties, when we were on top of a tree, we could not go down. But when we moved to the right or the left of the tree, we could drill down on the structures. So what we now understand, of course, is everything has to have a map. When you are going to launch an attack, you have to have maps. Just like when I was on the sailboat and we would go from one port to another, we had maps. You can't travel from one place to another at those distances without having a map. So what we now realize, Steve, in shock and surprise, is that Google Earth has broken up this country and likely the world in grids. These are attack maps. Because the lighter section you see on that photograph that was sent you, the trees look normal. And you can scroll around and look at those areas. And we know that all the use of the weapon systems that we're seeing, not only from the fires and the floods and the hurricanes and the tornadoes, which we'll go over a few patents about hurricanes and tornadoes, because this country and others are being pummeled by weapon systems that are directed energy weapon attacks, and they're pre-planned, premeditated, and directed. And they know in advance when they're going to hit with the hurricanes, and they name them in advance. So I can only say that this is surreal. I think that it's easier now to explain how they direct the attacks, how they direct the fires, continue to burn with the fires, continue to attack with such as Helene, the Hurricane Helene. That was directed. You don't just get out there and hit folks with directed energy weapons, flooding them out, causing landslides, taking trees down, and overflowing the rivers and conducting atmospheric river dumps and destroying neighborhood after neighborhood and neighborhood without a map. So when you look closely at Google Earth, I hope everyone will, you will understand that this is set up in grids, and you will
Deborah, what I did, because I'm very good at maps as it is, I went ahead and pulled up exactly what you're talking about. I have zoomed in for people on both sides of this grid that you're talking about, the exact same location that you're showing in the picture that we have. You can see the little community there off to the far east there. And of course, when you, like you said, when you zoom in on that side there, the trees come into focus. You can see the trees without any problem. You can tell they're trees. You see the power lines running, etc. And then when you go to the other side of the grid, it does look so weird. It's like, did somebody just use stucco paint or something to make the trees in this grid, or what?
Well, it's interesting. I'll define it like this. Thank you for looking that up and confirming what I am doing my level best to explain. Because the way I look at it is this. In many of the previous fires, we've noticed that many of the trees appear to remain green, or they're not burned. And the trees are all unhealthy and they're dying. And certainly we know that the beam weapon systems can be calibrated, and they are. Some of the burn areas and the various different storm areas are hit differently. It depends on the calibration of the beam weapon systems. But we're noticing greater dustification here back in 2017 in Sonoma County, where I am. They really dustified after the burn. Very similar to what was happening in Paradise back in 2018 in California. More dustification, different levels of chunkiness. And again, that's dependent upon the calibration and the intensity of the beam weapon systems. And certainly wanting to make it very different looking. And then we saw what was happening in Lahaina. And so what we're seeing and what you're seeing that we had never, ever noticed before was the attack maps. Because when you're using a weapon systems and you've got folks, really this is a computer game. And so when you can see how you can move and not be impeded by movement when you're not on a tree, right, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. This is worldwide. Google has laid out a grid map for attacks worldwide. Worldwide. Now, for everyone to understand, these maps that you're seeing right now are in the area of Marin in Northern California, just over the Golden Gate Bridge.
And right. I actually pulled back out so people could see exactly what you're talking about. And you're right, Deborah, because the lighter shaded side to the right is basically all the housing areas, and the darker sides are the forest areas where there is no population.
That's right. And we can talk about why in a minute there is no population, why the grid is in the heavier populated areas we need to. But I just want to go back and say a few additional things. I want to talk about what appears to be the next burn areas in that area that you're looking at right now. And it is called Mill Valley. And Mill Valley, again, is north of San Francisco, and it's within that grid section. And they did a fire evacuation test a few weeks ago, where one section of Mill Valley was a fire evacuation plan. And they evacuated these people to make certain that people could evacuate with the narrow roads that people face. Now, we know in front of anything or many things that are done to us, there is testing first. So we're watching closely. We're getting radio stations saying the high level of fire risk in those areas. And we're going to watch, because we need to start understanding in advance of being hit by targeted, manipulated, pre-planned, premeditated, directed energy weapons on us, so that we can make some plans, so that we're not hit at midnight or one in the morning, as folks were here at the Tubbs fire in 2017. And I will say this, there was a complete stand down of all first responders. I am talking, there were no firefighters to go up on that mountain. and there were no police, and there were no sheriffs. There were no vehicles with sirens or bullhorns. People had to evacuate within 15 minutes to half an hour. They were knocking madly on their neighbors' doors to wake them up. Many people were fleeing in their pajamas, and the lights were out, their cell phones were out, and it was so smoky that a number of people went off the roads and died in the ravines. Now, this is what is occurring. When we see, sadly, areas of North Carolina not getting the help they need, they were attacked. Why would they get help? They wouldn't. This is an attack. And this is what we're seeing across the board. And now we're getting a better understanding of how they set these attacks up and how they have these attack maps, Steve. I don't know.
Deborah, let me just throw something in here. I zoomed in on that valley, Mill Valley, as you spoke about. And the strangest thing I have ever seen, I'm going to send you a picture of this later after we're done with the broadcast. This house on Piedmont Court, this guy must have been watching your broadcast somewhere along the way. He has painted his roof white. You can tell that underneath the roof, it's kind of like a black shingles or something to that effect, because some of the blackness still is fading through, but it's obvious that this roof was painted. So he must have got the hint, either white or blue, you better change the color, because this guy changed the color of his roof.
Yes, absolutely. And so I can say this too. There's other aspects to the ignition of fires, and I want to go over that. And I'm really struggling to hear what you're saying back to me, as I've seen it too. And it's so important that you're discussing this as I am going over the photographs I sent you, Stephen. I'm absolutely amazed that we're able to get this information out to the depth that we are right now. So I want to talk about drone amplified burn operations. And this is fire from the air. We're being hit in many, many ways now.
I got the slide up, News 18. I've got it.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, but I am talking about a document right now.
Okay.
And it's called Drone Amplified. And it's a burn operations, and it's about fire from the air. And they talk about how you can, now drone, remember the word drone. They're talking about how you can burn more, you can burn faster. Now they're doing many things now with drones. It is all part of the fifth generation warfare. Again, fire from the air. They say that it extends the reach across burn areas. Certainly it does. They also tell us in their documents that drone-based systems are controlled by an easy-to-use app. So this is all computer-controlled. All of it, Steve. All of it. They then talk about, and this is IGNIS, I-G-N-I-S, and they say it's effective. It's tough to get to ridges or terrain. Yes. And this is put out by the Department of Interior, the DOI, Department of Interior. This is another disinfo saying this is how they're going to help firefighters. No, they're not helping firefighters. Firefighters are not equipped to fight electromagnetic frequencies and or to use water, which is why I want to underscore again why we're not seeing water availability on these burn zones. Most recently, everyone knows that the San Ynez Reservoir that was in the Pacific Palisades in Southern California was empty. And they said it was empty because there was a tear in the cover that was preventing bird droppings. And they don't typically cover reservoirs, okay? My husband worked for the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and he actually worked on the San Ynez Dam many, many years ago as he was a young man. So I can tell you that that reservoir that had been emptied a year before, the premeditated and directed burn on Los Angeles While many people in elected positions knew and were living under blue roofs and white roofs, and then they were hit, it's very important to know there wasn't water. The firefighters ran out of water. You'll remember that. Okay, the same thing happened here in 2017. There were two huge water tanks at the top of this very exclusive community that were required to be there to be used only for water for fire use, so that there would be use of the fire hydrants. Interesting. Just prior to the 2017 Tubbs fire here in Sonoma County, Stephen, both of those water tanks were emptied. They said they were doing seismic retrofitting on them. They were empty. There was no water. And it would not have mattered. The same similar kind of no water accessibility was happening in Paradise. And certainly we know also that occurred in Lahaina. So as we look at all of these fires, there's no water. And that's because you cannot fight electromagnetic fires with water. It's like trying to put a Tesla exploded lithium ion battery vehicle out with water. You have to let it burn. And most recently here in Central California, actually in Monterey County, just south of San Francisco, on Moss Landing, one of the world's largest lithium ion battery storage facilities in the world had a lithium ion battery runaway, and it was burning for a very long time. People are now sick, and they thought that the burn was over. They had to let it burn out, but it reignited. Now, when they were removing a lot of the debris from the Pacific Palisades, I was watching different agencies go in there and move out the lithium ion batteries from the already burned down electric vehicles that were weapons in people's garage, weapons. And they were moving out the batteries and putting them in black containers and very methodically and carefully moving out everything. The debris cleanup has been in stages to eliminate the crime scene and all of the elements that are involved in the crime scene. Now, I think it's extremely important that everyone understand we're all in this together. Certainly, I know many areas have been sharing information about what has been occurring for many years. I know we have been in Northern California. And for some reason, well, we know. Other areas are not getting this information. So we need your help to get this show, this information out far and wide to as many people as possible. We are under attack. So it's all set up via video, a video game. Everything is operated by video and by AI, everything. And we need to start understanding that. And I want to get your comment on this, Steve, because certainly when I saw all of this, I was shocked. What is your reaction?
You know, Deborah, for one, everything that you're saying is shocking. What's interesting is you were talking about even like the drones. And like you said, I actually pulled it up really quick on the internet. I wanted to see if I could get something people could actually visualize. And sure enough, they show this one. It looks like it's a drone used to put fires out. In this one picture, though, it looks like they're actually in making the fire even hotter than what it already was. I'm sure that's not what their intent was with the picture, but we already know that drones are certainly being used in wars everywhere. That's become the main source of for war front battles as it is. So it's no wonder that they're using drones now on the American population, and it's just hideous. It's hideous that we've allowed it to happen.
Yes, what is also important, which we found, were they were using ping pong ping pong ball sized, filled with incendiary material, and dropping them in the fire to accentuate and continue the burn. And what we also notice is prior to ignition or a directed energy weapons attack, the areas are freshly coated with heavy atmospheric spraying, aerosol spraying, to freshen it up, because we know the accelerants in the heavy metals promote massive burning. So I'm encouraging everybody to start looking up, listen to what you're being told, that you're in a drought. Now, in the instance of the Santa Monica and Pacific Palisades fires, there was a red flag fire warning days before. And the idea that there's confusion with the elected officials is just to confuse the reality that this is a directed energy weapon attack. That's all it is. It's just more chaos, more confusion, because many people knew. They knew. So I want to talk about some other issues we all face. And this is most critical, because we know that as a result of burning up many areas throughout the country, they are creating mass homelessness. People will not be able to rebuild. What we're seeing in the LA fires is many people had their insurance dropped months or so before they ignited the fires. And many people that have insurance are underinsured. They don't have enough insurance to rebuild, particularly after they harden up requirements on rebuilding structures, which is what is now being discussed. And what many folks will find, which is what we saw happening here during the rebuilds back in 2017, number one, it took well over a year. I mean, it was quick if you were able to get a permit and start rebuilding. Usually about a year and a half, I would say, would be about the shortest period of time. But costs went up dramatically. It cost everybody far more than they ever could have estimated to rebuild their homes. Now, what we'll start seeing now is people will need construction financing to bridge the gap of less insurance. And they won't be able to get construction financing because likely they won't be given insurance. So we're going to watch the inability to rebuild with the combination of the mortgages that require coverage and the insurance also. And it's such a horrific plan. We are in an omni warfare. Every possible way that we could all be being attacked, we are. And what I know, Steve, and you know it too, it's hard for most people to believe that this would be being done to them intentionally. It's very hard.
Yes, it is.
And I struggle with it myself all the time. But I want to go over some other patents that we posted on our site, because we've certainly been watching what's been happening with tornadoes and with hurricanes and more. We have to remember that the CIA has been considered the weathermen. And I'll bring people back in time, because the CIA ordered weather modifications to ruin the Cuban sugar crop in 1969 and 1970. Now, I'm bringing it back then because the weapon systems have advanced to such an extent that they have war maps on Google Earth to attack us, okay? But this is back then, so that you can see the progress and the intensification of the weather weapons. So this is important, because back then, a man by the name of Lowell Ponte, P-O-N-T-E, who was a former researcher for the International Research and Technology Corporation, a Pentagon think tank, said the CIA and the Pentagon ordered cloud seeding off the shores of Cuba to milk the rain clouds at a time when Castro's fortunes seemingly depended on a successful harvest of sugarcane. And we know that the Advanced Research Project Agency later, exposure of the project by scientists exposed the war revealed that weather experimentation then had become as early as 1966.
Exactly. I have that up on the screen too, by the way, Deborah, for people to see.
Now here's where everyone needs to understand. It says a computer model for Nile Blue. This is the storm over Cuba. Nile Blue, N-I-L-E, Blue, was developed by the main computer installation known as Iliac 4, located at Moffett Field in Mountain View. And I'm imagining that that's Mountain View in the California area. Okay, that's near Silicon Valley. Also said that the Cuban cloud seeding effort did produce erratic weather, which cut down the sugar harvest those years, but that on the whole weather science is too primitive, they're saying. And he adds that Nile Blue was really aimed at destabilizing weather in the Soviet Union, yes, China, and Cuba to ruin the harvest.
Yes.
And create political unrest. This is being waged worldwide. Everyone is being impacted.
Deborah, one thing that's in the article as well, right before the part you just spoke about, was it was also used to melt polar ice caps. And then they wonder why these things are melting in the first place. Well, their weather weapon is what they were using to do it with.
Yes. Now, I'm now looking at a patent. It is a hurricane and tornado control patent and devices. And there are many, many patents. But this patent is U.S. patent number 2003-0085296A and 1. And this was May of 2003. So I'm going to just read a little bit of the abstract, because everyone that's being hit in the Carolinas, wherever you are being hit, these are premeditated, these are mapped out attacks, and you are being destroyed as best possible. So we look at this being filed in 2001. It says the method is disclosed for affecting the formation and or direction of a low atmospheric weather system. And then they go on to say that the generators are positioned to project sound waves. So this is acoustic weapons, sound waves, towards a peripheral area of a weather system. And the sound waves are generated at a frequency to affect the formation of a weather system. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just am trying to let all of you know.
We'll include it in the description, Deborah, because I have the application, 9-page application, up on the screen now.
Terrific. Thank you. I'm getting this posted on stopthecrime.net on our resource document page, but we are so pummeled right now on stopthecrime.net where it's very difficult to keep things fresh. So I'm happy that you have that up on your screen. I now want to go into another patent. It is patent 4686605. Once again, 4686605. And this is the patent is August 11th of 1987. And again, it's very important to understand all of the assaults against all of us are patented and in use. And I won't go over the abstract, Steve. I'm hoping you can pull that up.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to go over some other things. I found that they're keeping a scorecard to track the level of destruction that is being caused on all of us, all of us. And they have a list of the hurricanes, of the most deadliest hurricanes and the most costliest. And they go down the list of some of the storms and hurricanes that have devastated all of us. And they go through the value they caused, the destruction that they caused, even the number of deaths, even the number of deaths. And this is called Hurricanes Deadliest and Costliest. You may pull it up on that, Steve. But it's important to understand these are the records they keep to assess the success of the weapons being used. Now, I also want to point out something else. They also have methods on how to halt a hurricane. And they show and talk about how to halt a hurricane. So they can halt a hurricane. And everyone needs to hear this. They can decide not to kill you or destroy your neighborhood or wipe out your homes. They can do that, but they don't. They don't. Okay? So I want to now go over part of the reason that they are killing us, destroying our communities. It's many-fold, of course, as everything is. Again, this is an omni-warfare where everything is being thrown at us, and there's such emotional chaos, and it's causing such mental illness across the country with people that are confused. But what I think everyone needs to understand is the level of mind control. And we have gone over this in past shows. I've gone over many, many documents that talk about how they can control your mind to the extent that they can read the energy in your brain and turn that into vocabulary and know what you're thinking before you say a word. This is pre-crime. This is Palantir. This is what we have Peter Thiel as part of this, of the as part of the United States Inc. right now, as part of the CEO team in the White House. Peter Thiel was behind Palantir. And so was Vance. They were behind Palantir. This is pre-crime. So why am I telling you this? Well, it's important to understand the level of the plans that are waged against us. And it's important to understand where they want those that survive all of the attacks that we face. It's important to know that in order to control whoever survives these wars, because this is full spectrum dominance, and this is electromagnetic frequencies controlled by grid systems. We've discussed that. Steve, you've pulled that information up.
And Deborah, so, real quick, as you were mentioning some of this in here, on number 0020 of that document that you've been quoting from, just like you've said, it states, it is a further object of the invention to provide a process to disrupt or enhance the formation of hurricanes and tornadoes.
Absolutely. Everyone needs to hear this. This broadcast must be shared far and wide so that we can prepare in advance of the attacks and the premeditated attacks. Why do you think the names of hurricanes are named in advance? It's all premeditated. It's all done. It's all part. I'm going to throw this in right now, but I won't cover it too much. I have been working with a group that is decoding numbers and letters. That process is called Gematria. GEMATRIA. Again, it's a numerical system of coding letters into numbers, and also seeing the way things are set up way in advance. Now, a small example of that would be the Simpson cartoons, where they showed the World Trade Centers going down well before they went down.
Yes.
Another example would be being able to fold the U.S. currency into an origami and show the fall of the trade towers in the money way before the trade towers were attacked. And so I was asking someone in the group recently, and this is important. This is very important because it's going to tie into what I'm going to talk about right now. We have to wonder why they're doing this. Where are they forcing us to go? We know, many of us know, we're being forced into smart cities or kill boxes, as I like to refer them, or slaughter cities. So it's important to know what type of warfare is being waged on us, and even what they tell us SMART means. And SMART means self-monitoring analysis and reporting technology. That's what SMART means. And we're going into a complete data collection. We're going into fusion centers. We're going into massive AI centers being built that apparently require a lot of water. And that's one of the reasons we're being told that we must reduce our water supply. That is why back during the Trump first administration, he wrote an executive order calling for the expeditious build out of wastewater treatment plants, because we were told in that executive order that in order to survive a reduced water supply, which they're telling us is finite, no, we have primary water. We are not running out of water. It is a renewable. So having said that, you can go to my site, primarywater.org. I also have many interviews with Paul Power up on stopthecrime.net that I did with him before he died suspiciously. But it's important to note what is required in order to control us completely in this new world that we're being thrown into of the internet of bodies, and literally ending humanity as we have known it now and all living things, because we will be all tracked and measured, and our carbon footprint will determine what we're able to buy or purchase, or how much utilities we'll get, or where we can go, which we won't be going far. But I know this all sounds horrific, but it is a completely elimination. It's completely eliminating all privacy. You can forget the word privacy. It doesn't exist in the vocabulary anymore. People that use the word privacy and it's against our constitutional rights, et cetera, et cetera. There is no privacy. And we're going to talk about the.
Yes, very true, Deborah. Very true.
And so they will be altering all of our body functions. And the data they're telling us is the new oil, and it's the new gold. And they're harvesting all data. We are data, and we are being harvested. And these are controls of all future life, dictating and turning people into cyborgs. So we talked about that years back in the NASA war document. I mean, that NASA war document told us years back that it was about cyborgs, robots, and humans. And in that document, they were eliminating humans and creating a new evolution of what is human. And so why are we seeing the rural, the country areas being mowed over and destroyed, and the farms being closed? We're seeing many, many farms and ranches here in California, and I'm watching what's happening in the rest of the country, because certainly as they use the weather weapons, it's destroying people's farms, their lands, etc. But it's to force those, again, that survive into these human settlement zones, aka smart cities, because in order to control us, we must be within the parameter or the boundaries of the systems that is being constructed around us to control us, and that is the cities. And again, Steve, as you look at that Google Earth map, you can see the intention of literally the war map being used within high population zones.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly like you're saying, Deborah. And by the way, for those of you guys that are listening, I do have directly from Deborah's website, stopthecrime.net, and I will post it in the description for you. The future is now NASA's future strategic issues that Deborah's talking about, called the NASA War Document.
Yes, thank you, Steve. I've talked about it for years. I've done many countless radio shows on it and interviews, but now I want to move into what we're facing. As we're being distracted, and I put this forward to the group that studies gematria. As I said earlier, I don't know how to decode, and I don't know how to understand gematria.
I actually understand it, because that's a Hebrew issue, so I do understand it, and I've discussed it before.
Okay.
They use it for very evil intentions is what they do, Deborah, but I do understand
it. Well, yes, I know that, and it's literally predicted. So I want to just mention something, and it's not directed towards this deceased man, but it is gematria and the use of names and symbols and numbers. So I want everybody to think about Gene Hackman.
Yes. I saw that the other day when you sent that to me.
Yes. So again, nothing is unplanned. Everything is predicted in advance. So I now want to move into this because I'm mindful of the time. I want to cover FLOCK, F-L-O-C-K, surveillance. And it's also known as SUN, S-U-N, surveillance. And this is being deployed throughout the United States now and worldwide. And right now, there is a lawsuit initiated by the Institute for Justice out of Norfolk, Virginia. Now, this is important that I say this. We have no justice. And any intention to stop these kinds of deployments, it's only to create the illusion that there is an ability to stop it. And many people will hear what I'm going to say now, and they could be very satisfied in thinking someone else has initiated a lawsuit, and I won't have to worry about this deployment of these systems. That is not true. So should you do research and you find this lawsuit coming out of Norfolk, Virginia, you must understand what is being rolled out on warp speed. Where have we heard that before? But on warp speed, here's the system being deployed. First of all, it's a surveillance system. I'm going to describe what SUN surveillance looks like. And Steve, maybe you can pull it up.
I've already got it.
Okay. There's separate, different renditions of what it sets up like in on our roads or in big box outlets. They're different. The one I'm going to be describing is the one that was recently deployed in my town. And it is approximately a 4x4 foot square concrete pad to which a steel post is erected that's about 16 feet in height. Are you seeing that one with the solar panels on the top?
And that's from the picture that you actually sent me, correct, Deborah? No, I'm sorry, you didn't. I do have a news thing where they're showing it, and I've got it playing in the background where they're talking about this this camera system here, and they are showing them mounted up, and they're putting them everywhere with solar power to be able to make sure, and they're making it look like it's a great thing, Deborah. It's called map flock cameras is what they're calling it, or mapping
right.
flock cameras.
And it's for our safety.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're making it look like. And they're doing it over the, Deborah, right here on the screen right now, more than 40,000 cameras have been deployed across the entire United States.
Yes. Now, I want to go over the details of that. And we need to understand what is happening. And then I'm going to go over that other picture I sent you with the fire. You see the fire?
Yes.
So I'll go over that in a minute. But I want to go over this deployment, this surveillance system. So it can be mounted. It's a kit, and different aspects of the surveillance can be mounted on it at different times. But the kinds of things that can be mounted when it's fully deployed, as people start getting used to looking at the camera 24/7, 365. In fact, Steve, if you would right now, please, I want you to show everybody what it looks like in real time. If you go on to YouTube, are you able to do that now?
Yes, I'm already there. Go ahead.
Okay. Type in Green Valley Road flooding, and you will see an opportunity to click on live stream.
Green Valley Road
flooding.
Flooding. Okay. I see it. I see the live. You're right. It's live.
Okay. I want to tell you, when I found out that that had been activated, I didn't really understand the enormity of who could look at that. And I contacted a friend of mine in Kentucky, and my husband and I drove through that, and I waved, and they took a screenshot of me waving. So I want to point out some safety factors. First of all, because it does retina scanning, license plate reading, and anyone in the entire world can look at these cameras as they're deployed, they will know when you're not home or when you're returning. This is part of what we will now be able to track and monitor. But the systems are being deployed, as you noted, across the globe. They're run by AI. They can be hacked. They will be hacked. This is all wireless. These are cameras. These are horns. These are radar. These are IP devices and radio and 5G. Think of it, 5G. Now, there will be capabilities of remote health monitoring. Remote health monitoring. They talk about illuminators, various distances and angles. They talk about strobe lights. Now, we know that the blue lights from a remote use of colors and frequencies, because we know colors can be used for good, and colors can be, as an energy, can be used for bad. When we look at the blue lasers, there's an example. But let's talk about the strobe light. Blue light on this system will cause remote strokes and heart attacks.
Oh, wow.
They have amplified speakers, and they will be able to create a geo fence. It's pre-crime also. That's what Flock Surveillance is saying, and that's what the Institute for Justice is saying, that this is an assault on privacy. Hello? Hello? We're being sprayed overhead. We're being burned up. We're being gridded out by Google Earth, and they're mentioning privacy? Really? So we need to understand the enormity of what's coming down, and it is coming down. And because the pre-crime aspect of this, again, I remind you, it's the ability to convert the energy frequencies in your brain into a vocalized future of what you might consider doing so that they can keep an eye on you. And the more of these cameras that are deployed, they will be able to chart and even create false circumstances that somebody might do. They do this. I've seen this with targeted individuals, Steve, where they create false arrests and they create documents. It is absolutely horrific. So I'm moving on. It ties into the grid of fusion centers. and interested parties, of course, are Homeland Security, the DHS, cybersecurity, and security industry groups as a whole. And people need to understand this is a horrific rollout on all of us now. This is well beyond the years back when I was talking about refuse the wireless electric smart meters on your homes. This is far more advanced, far more advanced. We're being grid tied. And you can look at a couple of movies. You can look at the geofencing and how that could potentially occur through the film Songbird. There's also Altered Carbon, another movie that people can certainly look at. But we're being corralled now, and we're being mutated into something that is not human.
Well, they didn't name it Flock for no reason, did they, Deborah? They were definitely letting us know we're the sheep, and they're trying to gather the sheep back in the fold they want you in.
Excellent, Steve. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And I think it's important to also know that they have... I'm looking at an article right now. It says New Jersey Turnpike Authority. And it's their traffic cameras. So many of these already have the blue light and the weapon systems in there so that they can use directional hits on folks too. But I found it interesting, Steve. I was talking to an 18-year-old person recently, and they were telling me that they had broken up with their boyfriend. And that they are stalking their boyfriend because they know how to use all the cameras. We're talking about a 17, 18-year-old adult, young adult, using the cameras to track their boyfriend. So this is huge. This is
imagine what someone that wants to take out your life could do with something like this. Because like you said, they have made it available. We've seen just from the camera that you spoke about, and we shared that live footage. And I'm watching, there are being some debates and stuff where some are not wanting it, you know. But there are so many people that are just taking it in, hook, line, and sinker, and want it all. Oh, it's a great, wonderful thing to do. But it is a total compromise on privacy, and it's literally, it's worse. It's worse than that, though, Deborah, because like you said, you've got the fact that it can be used as a weapon. You've got the fact that criminals could track criminals could know when you left your house, and now they can go break in. Or somebody that's wanting to take you out could know exactly where your movement is, what you're doing, and they might have a vehicle waiting to ram you at an intersection. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy things.
That's exactly right. I'm going to throw this in right now. I wasn't planning on interjecting this in our conversation, Steve, but years ago, I was at a conference, and Dr. Truat and I were talking, and he mentioned that if you ever, ever, ever get a recall notice on your vehicle, don't take it in. And I didn't really understand why. And I recently came across some information, very disturbing information. Maybe you can find what I'm talking about, Steve. GM and a variety of different cars under the GM brand, their engines are breaking on the freeway, on off-ramps, on streets. There's over 800,000 engines that have broken. There is no recall. And the people are having to replace their engines on their own dime right now. And, you know, engines, depending on what vehicle you have, are 20,000 plus. So this is happening right now without a recall. What I'm noticing when I listen to the traffic coming out of San Francisco and there's a clog in the road, I'm hearing that people are running out of gas. And I have to wonder if that's the cover for engines that are breaking without telling anybody. Because when I recently revisited the conversation with Dr. Truat on the recalls, He explained that there have been black boxes put in our engines and in our column where our steering wheel is that can measure your driving capacity and your ability. It can, they say it's for insurance premium benefits, but they can track every single vehicle driver anywhere at any time with these black boxes. And you may recall that it was, I think it was Toyota a number of years ago, where the accelerator was sticking to the floor and people were losing control, not able to stop their vehicles. And there were many, many traffic accidents. But I can tell you, this black box will be able to remotely cause the very car accidents that have been used for decades to kill people. There's no question, none. So I want to jump in to that additional photograph I sent you, Steve, where you're seeing, and I will describe that picture. You're seeing some, the photo is of a roadway guardrail post on fire. Do you see that photograph?
I've got a fire, but that's not the one I need. I need the, okay, I got it now. Yeah. I got it.
I need to explain this, and hopefully you might be able to enlarge it a bit on your end.
Yes.
So what you're seeing, and you can weigh in on what you're seeing there, but it is a photo of a roadway guardrail post. These are large posts on fire, and it's during the Los Angeles County fires in January of 2025. And what I would like you to notice and confirm that you see this, Steve, is the guardrail wood posts are the style of they're kind of like the size of railroad ties. They're very thick.
Yes, very big and thick, right.
Yeah, I would guess they might be about 8 by 8.
4 by 8, something like that, maybe 6 by 10, something to that effect.
They're large, that's right. And you will notice there is a metal cable.
Yes.
Going through the two wooden posts. You see that?
Yes.
That metal cable?
Yes, I noticed that. The cable is up.
Yeah. Okay. What's important for people to understand is the circumstance of which we all face with what you're showing, and I'm going to further describe this. The metal cable is heated by microwaves to the point that the wooden posts have combusted. Now, you'll see... you'll be able to see that because the combustion, the flames are going up, but you can see the flames work way down too.
Well, you see, Deborah, literally on the ground. The ground is burnt, but the foliage just in behind, not no more than, 10 feet away. There's nothing wrong with the foliage. Why is the foliage not burnt?
Well, this is all evidence of microwave attacks. And this is... a reporter that you'll see standing near these posts, unaware that these are posts that are burning because of a metal cable. And it's getting fully engulfed. And this is caught on a fire report from SkyNews.com.
Yes.
This is where the photograph came from.
You know, I'm kind of intrigued by this, Deborah, because, you know... I did investigative work years ago and everything, and as I'm looking at this, and of course I did not do arson, but I've been on a lot of arson, scenes, things like that. But as I'm looking at this, you know, I can so plainly see the little tree, little short shrub in the background appears to be like, you know, in other words, it should be flammable. It's not that very tall. It looks like desert type foliage almost. And then you see everywhere that wire goes, that cable is at, the ground is burnt directly underneath it with no foliage, no grass, no nothing underneath it. So you can tell, as you said, that directed energy weapon was used to heat up that cable to an intensity that it would strong enough to be able to light these posts on fire. And depending on the age, they may be chrysoed. I don't know if they're that old or not, but...
Yes. I'd like to add this. this is why Google has an attack map, because they can avoid the foliage. Now, the foliage, all trees and all plant material is degraded because of the years of heavy spraying and the metal. At least 6 inches or more of all the soil everywhere is compromised. And this is why in heavy winds, we're seeing large trees blow over with a relatively small root ball, because they are not able to secure themselves or anchor themselves as they once would have been able to. But I want to explain this picture with the microwaves and the metal even more. And again, I want to urge everyone to start thinking about how the maps are brought into play because of the ability to work to just literally avoid the foliage. So, I want to talk about this in relationship to what you just described with these wooden posts and the metal cable, because we need to understand this. We have metal in all of our buildings, all of our bridges, all of our structures, and it is metal hardware that's used in wood framing and even concrete. So in all construction, everywhere. Now we need to think about what's in the concrete. We have anchor bolts. We have reinforcing rods or rebar.
Yeah, rebar in your footers, etc. You're right. Everywhere you go, J bolts and to hold your timbers to the floor.
Absolutely. Now in wood framing and in other framing, metal buildings and so forth, I want to think about metal buildings. Think about metal buildings for a minute, and the combustibility in the microwaves. But let's go on into this. The wood framing, because again, as you just said, Steve, you know, we have nails and screws. We have beam connectors, all metal beam connectors, metal floor joists, metal hangers. This is construction language. But we have metal straps that hold buildings together, metal hold downs and brackets, and a variety of other metal connectors in all construction that will be heated up with microwaves and destroy our infrastructure where they see fit. Just contemplate that, Steve.
Yes.
What do you even say to that?
You know, it's almost speechless to even think about, but it's like you said, it's, you know, they've known exactly what to do and to be ready. And, you know, Deborah, I've actually got open right now because of you mentioning the microwave, GAO, U.S. Government Accountability Office, and it's talking about the microwave technology used as a weapon.
Yes. So what do we do about this? Because I am certain that what people have heard us discuss and the pictures that you have shown and the maps that are already up there, literally showing the areas of attack. So what do we do? I know that many people here, after the 2017 burning, started to look up, see the heavy chemtrails days before a fire, looking at the low humidity, which is always present. The humidity averaged in the LA fires in January about 11%. Now you can look at the humidity. If it's anything less than 50%, they can burn you. They're setting the stage to use the weapons. And so again, the heavy chemtrailing, the low humidity, amplification of winds, and then ignition. So I want to talk about this, Steve, and I do have this video on my website on stopthecrime.net under videos, but I'm trying to remember the name, and I think you can find it. Billions are made on fires. If you can pull that up on YouTube, billions are made by fires, and I think they included floods in that heading. While you're hunting for that, Steve, I'm going to describe these are called catastrophe bonds. Kat Bonds. And it is a video that shows a burn zone in Santa Cruz, California, that is below San Francisco. And they're illustrating the intention of creating mass disaster and profiting from it. They make billions, if not trillions. And they talk about in the video that there are literally trillions of dollars in at every given time that is looking for a good return on investment. Now, we can only imagine where those trillions of dollars are coming from. I don't need to go over the darkness of where that money is coming from that is now buying catastrophe bonds or cat bonds. And what you will find is the data points that are set on evaluating where they will make the most money on causing the most expensive disasters. Now let's talk about what we're noticing. In the cleanup, because there's many houses, 17,000 homes, more or less, that were ignited during the attack in the Los Angeles County area. And they were told they needed to remove the debris immediately. And I've been watching because I'm seeing new trucks, lots of new vehicles. I am seeing people needing to buy new clothes, new everything, because they've had to evacuate. I'm seeing monies being made in hotels and Airbnbs because people are having to find a place to live and they're having to pay to live elsewhere. I am seeing still people that have burned down homes paying mortgage payments. And I don't know if I heard something that they would not require the payment of the property taxes. I don't know where that stands right now. But what I am describing to all of you is the fact that in our destruction and targeting, they are making billions of dollars. Now, they say in that video, Steve, that there's a problem. In the United States, there are some very stubborn people, people that will not flee when a fire is coming down on them, and they will work to put the fire out, and many are very successful. We've heard about some success stories already coming out of the Pacific Palisades. I know that that was happening in other areas as well. People weren't leaving. They said that they're very stubborn and they're not going to make as much money with the catastrophe profits with stubborn people that don't leave. And that is figured, Steve, that is figured in the catastrophe income, is that there will be stubborn people that won't leave and they will decrease the value of the catastrophe. But that's figured in. Now, I don't know if you were able to find that video.
I could not. I tried desperately to do that. But one thing I did find, Deborah, that I think you'll like is when you were going into the energy weapons, there was a website that talks about it and why this matters, the technology, everything that you have said, the things that are on StopTheCrime.net. So I think you'll really appreciate this information that we've pulled up for people to see as you were speaking about this. But what you're saying now, though, where they take and they figure out, you know, the people that are stubborn that won't leave. And everything that you said tonight is just, it's horrifying. It's shocking. You can see the world's changing. And, you know, by the way, the burning everybody out, the burning everything down, the attack on humanity. This is all, again, it's actually part of the corralling process. So that name of that camera system, you know, the flock, you know, it's that's why they've got it named that way. They're herding everybody up. And it's like we're cattle, you know. In the old days in the West, when the cowboys, that's where they got their name cowboy, because they were rounding up the cow. They were boys to round up the cows and keep the cows moving to the grazing pastures, or, you know, make sure they don't violate somebody else's land. Well, now that's what they're doing with us. But we're the flock, And we're just like it. The Bible talks about we're like sheep. And sheep, as a good friend of mine who used to raise them, said they're the stupidest animal you'll ever meet. So, you know, God says we're like sheep, so he figures we're pretty dumb. And I guess we are, because nobody's stopping this from happening.
Well, I think it's there's too much inertia, quite frankly. But I'm hunting for the name of that cat bond that I have posted on my site. And I'll see if I can find the name while I'm looking very quickly here. Again, I'm offline for everyone that's listening. The attacks on us have been so horrific. And when we even tried to start this program tonight, there was much disruption on the phones. So we
had to... It was absolutely insane, nutty disruptions on the phone. So Deborah's not... She's not... I mean, look, I've seen a lot of things. You hear a little something in the background, and everybody goes, oh, my gosh, they're listening in to us. Boy, this was like a landline that you could tell someone's trying to distort the signal. So I think, Deborah, you're hitting at the heart of what they don't want you to hit the heart of.
Well, absolutely. And I just found the name of this video.
Ready.
It's how to make billions with forest fires, hurricanes, and wars. And this is called Planet Finance. Planet Finance. Again, how to make billions with forest fires, hurricanes, and wars. Planet Finance. Everyone needs to listen.
It.
Okay, great. Now, here's what I've heard all this time from people, that it is, they use the word, it's, I'm trying to think of it, catastrophe, economy or something. It's not a word combination that tells you as plainly as the name of this does. And when you watch this in this YouTube, this video in action, you will see how these folks in Santa Cruz fought off the fires that was coming down to them. Now, Steve, I don't know if I mentioned at any point recently in a show that we may have done, but I'm going to throw this out now because I feel it's important. I only came to understand this recently. So for all of you listening, I was born in Santa Monica, California. My stomping grounds as a girl was Pacific Palisades. And my father built a number of homes in Malibu, specifically on Big Rock. You may be watching some of the disaster footage that has happened in the Malibu area, where you're now seeing along the Pacific Coast Highway, well over 8 miles of just a few houses remaining as everything was burnt to the ground. So recently, someone drove up Big Rock and was filming. And I saw a few houses standing that looked like they were white. I couldn't see whether or not the homes my father built were destroyed. But I will tell you this. As a girl, back in 1961, we were hit by weather weapon winds, as I described earlier in this broadcast, called Santa Ana winds, or what they call them, devil winds. Now, of course, then, who knew? I did not know. But I came rushing back to my house to tell my parents, because the winds had been blowing all day and soot and embers were falling all around us at the top of Big Rock. And I ran home and told my parents that I was seeing the flames topping the mountain. They were coming over the mountain towards us. They were being blown towards us. And they tried to tell me not to worry. There's no problem, not to worry. Well, I saw the flames. I knew we should worry, but they weren't. And that was contrary to what I understood was coming down on us. But having said that, within minutes, and thankfully, back then, there was a fire truck that parked on our area with a bullhorn and sirens, telling us to evacuate immediately. Now, they're not doing that anymore. They're not warning people like that anymore. There are stand downs. Why? Why are there stand downs? And so We evacuated. I followed my mother to the car. I was watching her jump up high in the air and scream because I was seeing all these rodents scampering around the driveway. I was following her. My brother was behind me, and we must have all been being hit by rodents. I just didn't know. We drove down the hill, barely making it to the bottom before we would have been trapped. And we drove into Santa Monica and stayed with my grandparents. Now, my father stayed behind Steve. He was wetting the ground around our house and ended up having to lie on the floor with wet blankets as the fire passed over. Wow. Now, what I didn't know then and what I now know is when my dad built that house, he used a white, it was broken dishes and pottery. It was a white pottery roof. And I now realize that they were using directed energy weapons then. And the reason our house was the only one in a group of five back then on the very top of Big Rock that did not burn may have been also because my father hosed down the area around the house. But we also had a white pottery roof.
Hmm.
And we've looked at many of these patents, and you've seen how far back. And this was in 1961 when this Bel Air fire was set upon us then. And there's another topic I want to cover, and I just am trying to focus on what that was, and then I think will let people simmer and digest.
Right.
Here's what we think. Because the United States is going under the New World Order.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it.
That is what's happening. So I want to go over some of the information around that. This is in a directive. And so we have been taken, and what we're going to see soon, because of the amplification of all the weather weapons and all the assaults on all of us, the reduction of food supply, certainly the idea of water. I will throw this in right now. With all the weapon systems being used on all our cities, they're destroying the water and sewer infrastructure. And I reported on this a long while back, that there will be a number of cities that will be completely evacuated because they won't have water delivered to them. And that's why we are seeing dams taken out, dams and reservoirs being taken out, because our water delivery system, Steve, as you can appreciate, is set up on reservoirs and dam systems. And that's how the water is moved around. And instead of doing what Muammar Gaddafi did, which is what we certainly could have done here in California along the base of the Sierra Mountains, near where the largest growing region that grows nuts and fruits and vegetables that are shipped all over this country, we could have moved water with wells drilled, capturing primary water, and moved that water through a labyrinth of plumbing. And we could have recharged areas that are suffering from subsidence, which means the ground is falling and collapsing, because they're not recharging the upper aquifers with water. It's the same thing along our coastlines, where we're seeing a lot of infiltration of water breaching into areas. We're having that happen in Central California. Saltwater intrusion is what it's called.
Right.
And that's because the upper aquifers are being pumped out and they're not being recharged with primary water, which would keep those cavernous openings filled and the seawater would not come in. But let's get back to how we're being collapsed and what we can expect. And these are a few sentences.
Donald Trump, the leader for the collapse. That's one thing we can't leave out, Deborah. He is strategically placed for the sheep, and that's another reason I thought is interesting about the camera name, right? He is leading the sheep to the slaughter. Go ahead, Deborah. I'm ready for the rest.
Absolutely. I was also reading Dr. Lorraine's book, And I was also seeing this elsewhere, that Trump's real name is Dumpf, D-U-M-P-F. Yes.
So Trump is going to drop you off at the dump.
Yep. There you have it, D-U-M-P-F. So let me move into this directive so that people will start understanding, because you have to understand the color blue is a U.N. color. And being blue, okay? And they will be soon painting out all equipment blue. But let's go into this a bit. So the military and police forces will become part of the United Nations for control and responsibility. And they will, our police and military will be disbanded and integrated into a global United Nations force. Now, we were told this back in the report from Iron Mountain that was released soon after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. We knew and we were told this was going to happen, but they say that this will happen as soon as possible. The former United States of America, has been created, has created the United Nations and the One World Order takeover, has created untold problems and delays for the United Nations plans. And we will be dealt with brunt and rapid and decisive force, and all changes necessary to meet the UN scheduled goals of a unified and one world government. And I will say more. They tell us too, I just told you, that all the equipment, uniforms, military uniforms, they will all be painted blue. The police organizations of all types and kinds, which include federal, state, county, local police, will soon be under the control and authority of the United Nations, while former written changes will be promulgated to each and every police agency soon. You are now an approved United Nations police force and will take all future directions from your local United Nations representatives. I'm going to pause.
Deborah, let me throw in there then to add to that. I recently, and me and Jana are going to be doing a video again on this, but I recently brought out that the Noahide laws, people always said, Trump, they'll never put Noahide laws in the U.S. government. Well, recently, Jana sent me the article where the Sanhedrin did an open letter to Trump wanting him to make them a universal law, not a U.S. law. And so when I did the video, I said that the Noahide laws will actually be part of a new world order. I said, they're already trying to make us global citizens, and you're just now giving the information that's proving that very point. We're going to have a UN-ran police force. Everything is UN. And they're setting up the infrastructure for it, and they got their man in the office to make sure that we all comply. Sadly, people will do it willingly because they think that this is a good thing and not even realize it came on them.
Well, I want, if you would please, Steve, would you give people that may not be familiar with what the Noahide laws, I know I posted a number of interviews that both you and Jana did on my website, stopthecrime.net, when you interviewed Dr. Lorraine Day before she was suspiciously died.
Yes, I agree. Suspicious is the right word. She's in amazing condition. No reason for her death.
Absolutely. So if you could, I want to continue with this, more of this directive, but if you would just, in a sentence or two, let people know the Noahide laws have nothing to do with Noah.
No, and they're not. I actually, in the video that I did on this, Deborah, I take the people directly to what is called the Mishnah Torah. It's actually older than the Talmud. This is the oral laws that are given to, allegedly given to the rabbis, and I begin to read them directly from there. It's not just seven laws, which one of those laws is to make courts of system of justice. They look like the Ten Commandments, but the thing is, only the Jewish people have a right to determine your fate. They only need one witness, and it is capital punishment for breaking any of the laws whatsoever, and there is nearly 100 sub-laws as well. So it's not just seven, it's nearly 100.
Now, I'm concerned because I'm running low. I'm being charged here on this phone right now, and I've just now gotten a charge connection, but it's in and out. So I'm concerned that this could drop. Let me see how far we can quickly go.
Okay.
I want to go into, again, I was covering in the directive, how the police and military will be under the requirements of the United Nations. And we know that because we've watched the stand downs in the slaughter events of the weapons used on us, where we saw what was happening in Lahaina. We saw what happened here with no one going up and trying to warn these people. So we have to go on to understand that we're already seeing this transition where our police are actually really, in many instances now, standing down. So they talk about how they will expect resistance in many forms to their orders. Therefore, they're telling us that they are authorizing and will shoot to kill authorization to anyone opposing the new directions and the directives. So this is authorizing and allows your fellow police officers to shoot to kill if you are not in compliance with the orders. And there will be no need to be concerned with trials or charges against you personally, as you have been granted authority to shoot anyone resisting your authority at any time. And any trials are held indefinitely, and murderers, rapists, child molesters, arsonists, drug dealers, and prostitutes will be shot on sight or until such time a more controlled and controllable situation can be established and further guidelines provided. Now, I'm going to continue with this, Steve, because I think everyone needs to know this. They need to know this. So they're telling us in this UN directive that there will be some armed resistance from some police, military, and veterans groups, as well as from groups and individuals of various other patriotic beliefs, or even anarchists. And this is to be expected. It's just like when I talked about the catastrophe bonds and some people refusing to leave and lowering their success and profitability by the destruction that they're unfolding on us. So they're saying that they're expecting a resistance, and that these people or groups will be eliminated either by our own forces or by those forces assigned by the United Nations Military Command. All nuclear, biological, and chemical weaponry are now under United Nations control and will be used in those areas where resistance proves to take too long or becomes too costly manpower-wise. Those who believe they can take a 30-30 rifle or a 22 pistol rifle and oppose the United Nations, they tell us, are sadly mistaken. As biological and chemical use is authorized for all areas of the former United States of America. Further, if resistance continues for an extended period of time, then atomic and or nuclear weapons may also be authorized. So it will require very stupid people to want to oppose this inevitable change in government. And your demise will simply allow our plans to progress at a steadier rate. Everyone is expendable, with the exception of senior United Nations leaders and their families. So do not provide our council with the excuse to eliminate you and your friends and your neighbors. They go on to also tell us this, and this is very much what happened to the rural and Native American Indians, where they took children away. So here's what they're also telling us, that children past the age of 5 will be sent to United Nations schools for further schooling and training. And parents will be allowed to visit with their children on a semi-annual basis for a 3-day period. They go on to say this, Steve, and this is horrific, and this lies into the elimination of all religions, because the New World Order is looking at a single religion. So it says, all forms of religion and religious beliefs are hereby prohibited. All churches will cease to hold services, and buildings and structures that are not demolished will be used for the needs of the UN organizations. All religious icons, books, and paraphernalia are to be destroyed before the United Nations representatives arrive. They alone will determine the best use of the buildings or structures, or whether to simply demolish them. Now, this is no more horrific than what we started this show with the way in which Google Earth are war maps, and the way that we are being attacked overhead, and all of the other methods, and what we see, and the money being made on our demise. So I know that you wanted to consolidate this this program, Steve. I really am so distraught over hearing myself say what I'm hearing, that it is mind-blowing even for me when I've covered all of these things for so many years. Yes. So I can urge people. I have posted many topics on stopthecrime.net in many areas. Certainly the resource document tab, I have lots of patents and lots of military documents. Just lots to look through on that website. That has been where we've put all of the horrific documents and Rothschild intended plans and the World Bank plans. I will say this, every single thing on the face of this planet is poisonous. And on top of that, the oxygen is being reduced. I'm hearing now that some engines in the Missouri area and other areas aren't running as well as they would normally run because of, and I can't explain it other than the oxygen has something to do with the combustibility of the engines. But I will say we're not getting enough oxygen to breathe either. And that is why we're having toxic algae blooms. And I know that it was a year or two or so ago that there was a state of emergency in Florida with all of the toxic algae blooms that were literally around many of the boat docks. So I could, Steve, go on and on and on trying to illustrate what we face. I would like to say, all of us, we must live in right conduct and do the next best right thing every single day. And if you are in a neighborhood where you might be able to put together some kind of a network where you can meet with people that are perhaps somewhat aware, we can't expect with the massive mind control and what they have done to everybody, for people to be able to think anymore, because we're seeing that the majority do not. But Steve, also on my website, I have something most important, and it's the MAC addresses that we now know has happened. And there are a couple of videos there where they're showing us how to go into a cemetery with a phone app and be able to read the MAC addresses from people that had the, when they're buried underground. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that many people are planning to test that out, to just see the enormity of the elimination of what we are now as humans, those that made decisions in that regard.
Yeah.
So you might post that, Steve. Those are on my website under recent videos.
Okay.
And there's two videos that talk about how you find the MAC addresses in the cemeteries. They're noticing it particularly in the veterans area. And they're noticing it happening even before the 2020 event. They're seeing it before even around 2016, because we know that the military has been massively experimented on. And I think that people need to understand the decisions that were made, whether knowingly or unknowingly, they've been genetically modified, and they are no longer human as we have known humanity to be. And we're now seeing the internet of bodies, and we're seeing how this is occurring. Like it or not, understand it or not, just be well, everyone, as well as you can be in a world that is not providing opportunity for successful, happy living as we may have thought we knew it years ago. So, Steve, I just want to ask you, do you have any last words?
Well, we'll have to pick it up again next time, Deborah, but I have a lot of this UN education that you were talking about. It does coincide right along with Schneerson and his Education Day USA on his birthday. And as you mentioned, what some of the things you were saying, Deborah, I was just looking at the different UN articles. UN Rights Council takes big step for treaty on free education. Another one here with AI and education, human agency and automated world. And then the future of education is here. And they're always, you see every one of them, like you've mentioned, about 5 years old and up is where the target is. So it's troubling. And along with everything else that we've talked about tonight, from the patents and controlling the weather, and right in the patent itself, as you've said, directing hurricanes, tornadoes. So if they want to take you out, they know how to make it come right straight to your house if that's what they want to do. You know, and the NASA's war document, there's so many things, Deborah, that you've covered tonight. And, of course, the mapping flock cameras. My gosh, 40,000 cameras in 3,000 cities have already been deployed. So, you know, it's just part of them being able to know everything about you and what you're doing, not to mention all the criminals as well. So a lot of information from directed energy weapons, etc. tonight, Deborah. It's been an immense information. And I just want to remind those of you listening, stopthecrime.net. That's, of course, Deborah's website. It's got so much information there. And, of course, primarywater.org as well.
And toxicsky.org
toxicsky.org as well. So definitely you got a lot of homework cut out, because believe me, the information is there and it never stops. So Deborah, you've dedicated your life here to trying to warn people, and I know that a lot of people greatly appreciate when you come on and you share this information. I hear it all the time, and even the views that we get are normally much higher. So we lost Deborah. I knew her phone, she said it probably would not last. I'm Stephen Benoon. You're watching Israeli News Live, and you may have to see the tail end of this video on Rumble. So anyway, thank you for watching, and good evening.